Blessings and welcome to the path to freedom, this beautiful path where we get to set ourselves free to be in ever-expanding peace and love and joy and harmony, to soar, to shine, to glow beyond imagination, to forever allow for the next great and grand version of who we are, to be ever-increasing and ever-expanding beneficial presences here on this planet, allowing for a new world to emerge, allowing for the next stage of the human evolution, allowing for an upgrade on the human consciousness, the human collective consciousness to emerge. My name is Daniel Ruquillo, and I am always happy and grateful. I'm not always happy, but I'm always grateful that you're choosing to tune in, that you're choosing to join me, that you're choosing to do this work, walk this path, because this is not for everyone. I wish it was. But I mean, every single one of us is called to walk this path. Not all of us are answering that call, and even fewer of us are actually walking this path. So I'm very happy that you are here today, now, wherever you are and whenever you are. I'm blabbering. I'm just ranting, going on and on and on. But I do have a topic for today. And that topic is, we do not ever need to figure anything out. We do not ever need to figure anything out. And this relates obviously to trust and surrender. This relates obviously to the art of manifestation and how we move into vibrational alignment. And I was having a conversation with an individual a while ago, and we were speaking about an expansion that this individual is moving through. And as we were having our conversation, I was able but I caught an invitation for this individual. And I shared it with them, and they immediately went into, well, how am I going to do that? I don't know how to do that. They weren't angry. They were just not flabbergasted. They were frustrated because they caught the possibility, but immediately then they went into the intellectual faculties trying to figure out how to get from here to there. So we got to have a beautiful conversation about how we never need to figure anything out at all, ever, like ever, ever. Because there is this divine intelligence, there's this omniscient mind, this loving presence that is all there is, that knows all there is to know, that sees everything there is to see, that absolutely has got it all. And as we make ourselves open and available, which means that we release our trying to figure out, we release our egoic need to want to micromanage, to control, to dictate how things are going to work out, when they're going to work out, what it's going to look like when it's manifested. All of these that stem from a sense of separation, that stem from a sense of not trusting the benevolence, from not trusting the perfection, the divine perfection, the divine unfoldment that is always happening, right? And so as we look at nature, and if you've tuned into these talks before, these messages, you perhaps know that nature is probably my greatest, most beloved, and foremost teacher. There is everything we need to know about life we can learn from nature. Everything we need to know about life we can learn from nature. Life not being separate from nature, we not being separate from life, we not being separate from nature, but nature is such an amazing, beautiful Zen teacher. It carries all of the wisdom. So if we want to know how to be in peace, all we need to do is look at nature. If we want to know how to allow for abundance to emerge, all we need to do is to look to nature. If we want to know what love is, unconditional love, not the egoic sense, you know, that, oh, you complete me, that sentimental notion that we sometimes see in the movies. If we want to know unconditional love, all we got to do is to look to nature. All that we need to know about how to master the art of life, how to walk this path to freedom, is in nature. So coming back to trusting, coming back to surrendering, coming back to how we not ever need to figure anything out, what does nature do? Or what does nature don't do? Nature does not try to figure anything out. What happens when we try to figure anything out? A sense of anxiety arises. A sense of stress arises. A sense of frustration, as this individual that I was speaking to was experiencing, arises. A sense of fear may arise. If we cannot use our intellectual faculties to figure out, then what the heck? What the heck am I going to do now if I don't know how to get from here to there? You know. And what does nature do? Nature just chills, kicks back, relaxes, enjoys, celebrates, allowing for bliss, allowing for peace to happen. Like the beautiful passage from scripture where it says something along the lines. I may very well get some of the details wrong about it, because I honestly haven't even read it myself. But it says something to the effect that the lily on the field, it doesn't spin, it doesn't toil. And I'm usually adding to that, that it doesn't effort, it doesn't struggle. And yet, look at it. I mean, have you ever seen a lilac seed? Or a birch seed, or any kind of seedling trying to make the unfoldment happen? Have you ever seen a baby squirrel, or a seal cub, or a lion cub trying to figure out how to become that adult version of itself? My guess is that you haven't. I certainly haven't. Why? Because nature trusts, nature knows that there's an infinite intelligence, the same infinite intelligence that makes sure that our hearts beat, that makes sure that our lungs breathe, that makes sure that when we cut ourselves, that wound is going to heal. Yes, we might need to tend it, we might need to wash it up, we might need to put some bandage on it or band-aids or whatnot, so to keep it clean. But other than that, we are not making the healing happen. But the healing happens without us even... And would we be asked to explain how it is that the heart is beating, how it is that we are breathing, how it is that the digestion happens, how it is that we are even able to move, to walk, to run, how it is that we're even able to remember or to dream? Most of us couldn't, and yet all of us do it, right? We are not making the sun rise and set. We are not making the seasons come and go. I mean, there's so much that we do not know. I have no idea how it is that when I flip that light switch, the lights just come on. I have no idea as to what it takes to allow for electricity to express itself in essence through that light bulb. I have no idea how it is that I'm able to even record this. I mean, I know that I'm using my computer, I know the software that I'm using, but how it is working, I have no idea, and yet it is working. Yet a beautiful recording is being made right now. That you get to listen to. So why is it that we believe that we need to try to figure everything out? Manifestation is always happening. This loving presence that is all there is, that is the truth and the essence of who and what we are one with it, we are it, it is us. We are all unique, perfect, complete, whole expressions and emanations of it. Its highest will and deepest desire is for us to allow for ever greater and grander expressions of ourselves to emerge. its deepest desire and highest intent is for us to be in ever-expanding love, to have all of our needs met, so that we may shine, soar, glow. So nothing is ever against us. We do not need to make anything happen, other than obviously articulating and describing the good we wish to experience, other than having visions and intentions, so that we may consciously participate in the unfoldment of our lives, so that we may consciously move in the direction of that next great and grand version of whom we are. And absolutely, we need to participate in making the choices, in actually taking the steps, but we don't need to figure it out. I mean, even let's say that right now, in this moment, we were to get up and go to the store. And let's say that we wanted to pick up some milk, or some cheese, or some bread, or whatever. Even that, we could not figure out how to get to the store, how to make it happen. We have a memory from the last time we went as to what the road looks like, what the path looks like, but we could not figure out how to get there. Unbeknownst to us, perhaps something has changed. Maybe a road has been closed off due to construction or whatnot. As we're perhaps saving for college funds or being able to buy a house or a new car, yes, we can plan for it. But even those plans, I mean, who knows? A year from now, a day from now, a week from now, perhaps an inheritance that we had no idea was going to fall into our laps just falls into our laps. Perhaps a reward, a bonus, a new project, a new gig, a friendly gift. What if we, on the way to the store that we're going to, or that we're gonna go to, once this is over, we don't want to leave before the message is over, but on the way to the store, what if we on a whim just buy a lottery ticket? And what if we win? So we can absolutely plan. And as a part of this conversation that we had, we absolutely are wise and invited to exercise spiritual discernment to make conscious choices that are in alignment with what we wish to experience. So we're not to just recklessly move through life, but we want to be responsible. We want to take responsibility for our lives. But responsibility does not mean that we need to have everything figured out to keep moving forward. But everything. Oh, not too long ago, a large sum of taxes was due in my life. Last year, I made too much money. And so I had a large tax that I needed to pay. And having made some investments from that money that I made, I didn't have that money. I was not, from one sense, I had not exercised spiritual discernment. On the other hand, I was absolutely trusting that when I needed the money was going to show up, right? So I was not recklessly spending the money, but I was wisely investing the money. In any case, when this amount was due, or let's say a month from the due date, I had no idea, and this was a substantial amount, I had no idea as to how to get that money. I kept trusting, I kept leaning into all is well. I kept leaning into something wonderful is happening. I kept leaning into everything's working for my highest good. And a way opened up. It resonated with me. I felt inspired to walk that way, to walk through that door. So I did. And ultimately, and obviously, the money that I needed to pay my taxes, they found their way into my life. It found its way into my life. And interestingly, it found its way on the very same day as this amount was due. And the money that found its way into my life was, except for just a few hundred dollars, it was exactly the amount needed. All this to say, and I could not, I could not have figured this out. I mean, I could not, in a million years, I could not have figured out that this amount of money was going to just fall into my lap on the exact same day as I needed it. But I kept trusting. I kept leaning into Spirit has got this. All is well. Something wonderful is happening. Everything that I need to keep moving forward, it is here. And when I need it, it will come. All the resources, all the knowledge, all the strength, all the wisdom, all the everything, when I need it, it will be here. It will be here. I do not need to plan. I do not need to figure out. Absolutely, there were days, I'm not going to lie about this, there were days when my mind went crazy. There were days when I had to do a lot of work because the egoic structures, the intellectual mind was going nuts trying to figure out how to be able to pay these taxes, right? But you know, hey, I am still here. The taxes are paid, not through my figuring it out, but through me trusting, allowing the answer to come. Not only allowing, but for being the vibrational answer. For staying in that sustained feeling tone that all is well. Even this is going to work out. Nothing is wrong here. Nothing is wrong. And absolutely, there were days when my mind just went down the line of doom and gloom. Oh my goodness, I'm not going to be able to pay this amount of money. I'm not going to be able to pay my taxes. What's going to happen? They're going to take my house or our house. They're going to take our cars. We're going to be living on the streets. I'm not going to be able to support my family. I'm not going to be able to, you know, make sure that the kids have what they need, that we have enough food to eat. And all these stories, yes, they were present from time to time. And this is how the ego structures work. But I did not buy into them, or at least not for a longer period of time. But when I became aware of being hijacked by them, I came back. I came back to the breath. I began again. I came back to trusting, to leaning into trusting that all is well. To surrendering. I do not need to know how this is going to play out. I do not need to know how this is going to work out. It's going to work out. It's already worked out. It's in the infinite mind. This is already done. It's already happened, right? It's not going to happen. That version of me who's already paid these taxes, that version is here, it's within. Just as the acorn, oak tree is within the acorn, just as the lilac bush is within the lilac seed. Always, even before the seed was, the potential for that lilac bush was already here, was already in the infinite mind. So we do not need to figure it out. What we need to do is to learn to trust. What we need to do is to learn to release and let go. What we need to do is to learn to surrender and allow that which is happening to happen. And it will. This does not come without gnashing of teeth. This does not come for free or even cheap. There's work here. Absolutely, there's work here in moving ourselves into that trust. Just as the beautiful statement goes, the ego says, "Show me God and I'll trust you." Whereas God says, "Trust me and I will show you." So we need to put the cart, or actually we need to put the horse before the cart. Trust comes first. Consciousness always precedes form. Consciousness always precedes form, not the other way around. So we need to move ourselves into vibrational alignment with the good that we wish to experience. We need to do the inner work that we may turn our attention more towards what we wish to experience than what we don't wish to experience. More towards the knowing that all is well than the stories of doom and gloom, of worst case scenarios. This is not easy. It's simple, yes, but it's not easy. But we need to. God, this loving presence is trustworthy. This loving presence is trustworthy. right? So the invitation for us today is to become aware, to witness and observe. Where are we holding on to a notion, a story, or a belief that we need to have it all figured out, that we need to make it happen, that we need to micromanage, that we need to coerce, to manipulate, to effort, to struggle? Just become aware of what stories, what beliefs are we run by? And the questions to ask, what do I need to release and let go of? To go deeper into trusting, to go deeper into surrendering. What do I need to release and let go of in terms of the small, the limited judgments, opinions, thought patterns, points of view, stories, beliefs, a sense of not being enough, a sense of separation, a sense of impossibility? And then, obviously, when we catch the answers to these questions, to implement these, to go to work in moving in this direction. So thank you so, so much for tuning in, for participating. As always, please share this with whomever you feel might resonate with this or benefit from it. Until we meet again, I bless your day, and I bless not only your day, I bless our day, and I bless our way. Knowing as always that all is well, knowing that always that something wonderful is all happening, and knowing as always that everything is working for the highest good. With much love, many blessings. Namaste.